guess so. Although I don't know, he deserves better.
What we can do.
Tuesday night, or Le Gimel ER. Shmaitzah, yes. Oh, we're going to learn the Gemara in Kiddushin. I'm not going to ask if anybody looked at it. I don't want to embarrass anybody. I don't want to embarrass myself if you did. And I seem to be assuming you didn't, so it's not nice. So, I don't listen, I prepare these papers and then I just lose them. No, that's a different papers. Yep. I'm sorry, I prepared a whole... Okay, here we are. Okay, so we're going to... So the Shmaitz is going to explain now why you would not say Tartalareus in the case of the Mumma. Shmaitz Gimel Perek Dalid, and... U'mashakosu b'tfu ashor, al-mashakosu marshal lahokel, that vorum stumin, the lawyer's parish taimoy, we don't understand the reason. I am sure many a forish many a study like tikshi me mikva shenim that before I saw so one of these farm I forgot already where I guess I mean that taco the machoikus kutsois and see this we saw yesterday about cheskus momen it's not as cut and dried as it seems just what we spoke out yesterday that even according to the Nesivus, it would be theoretical. Even according to the Nesivus's view of Cheskos Momen, it still doesn't necessarily preclude saying Tarte de Reilsa. It's just the Nesivus learns Tarte de Reilsa is you're adding up Kochos. This plus that outweighs that. So you can't add Cheskos Momen to the mix. But for example, there's other ways to learn Tarte de Reilsa. You learn Tarte de Reilsa is that the two chazakas cancel each other out, and what's left standing after the dust settles is Harei Choser Lefonecha. So then, even according to the Nesivus' view of Cheskos Momen, but still the Cheskos Momen could cancel out with the chazaka of with the Cheskos. With the Cheskos Momen against the Cheskos Kashrus, and then you have Harei Mumul Harei Rosh Lefanecha. So the Nesivus needs to say really two things in order to say his point. One is that Cheskos Momen is not a Chazaka Hamavarer, it's not a real Chazaka in that sense, which the Nesivus holds all over the Sefer Nesivus HaMishpat, that it's just, so to speak, a Mosvech Veil of Araya, it's not a real Chazaka. And he has to, and he learns Tarte de Reilsa is you're adding up, right? So the, you have like more percentage on your side. Okay. Vine Nire. So he wants to explain why, again, we're back at the basic dinner of Shulchan Aruch and Yeredeya with the guy who was a Mumer, but we don't have a problem with his Shechita that day, a week ago, etc. Why isn't it a case of Tarte de Reilsa? The Behema, Becheskos Isser, until you know for sure there was a good Shechita. The premise of the question, of course, is that when... why a mikvah... this is a teretz that many Acharyim give. Just the whole thing is not... When you see a mikvah choser, you're obviously going to ask, when did it become choser? It's Ma'orer a Safek, right? A Safek on par with Shmaitz Aleph Safek, right? It's a Safek. So you want to know when it happened. So you go back in time and you say, well, when did it become Chaser? The question is, when a person becomes a Mumer, this would answer everything. Like, the whole thing might become moot if you say, well, a person becomes a Mumer, that's pretty heavy. And like, it's not Ma'orer a Chashash that he was a Rasha yesterday, even though there's a Svara, he didn't become a... On one hand, there's a Svara, he didn't become a Rasha in 1 second, right? It's like Chaser Val Soy. But on the other hand, the question is it even Ma'orer a Suffolk about yesterday? Someone does something, if a guy steals, and he becomes a Rasha through stealing, it's like, maybe he was a Rasha yesterday. You'll say, it's not a Siva for Suffolk. Adarabba, because we established in learning Shmaitza Aleph that Safek doesn't just mean you don't know, but Safek is a certain reality of Safek. You need what we call a drara. You need it to be halachically, legally a Safek, a Siba for Safek. It has to be a drara. There has to be something inherently questionable about it, not just you happen not to know. So the question is, if a guy becomes a mummer, like an easy way to answer the Beis Yosef and say, well, why don't we say tied to the Reyes? Because there's not even a suffix about the past. The guy did such an act, so when he did it, he did it. Like, you don't say maybe. The reason... What? Yeah, well, see, I'm saying that's really... I'm speaking it out so that... Real... The Olam should realize that we're making an assumption here. Making an assumption that there's a suffix. The reason for the assumption is because to say the Shechitas Posel, you don't really have to say he was a mummer yesterday. You just have to say, when did he go bad? You know, when did he lose his ne'emonus? That you don't believe he was careful about the Shechita, and you don't believe him that he wasn't Shoyeh or all the Hilchah Shechita, that he shechted properly. So that's why we say if a person's a mummer at 5 o'clock, so it is really a suffix. Do you think he was careful about his shechita at 2 o'clock? You don't need him to be a mummer to passel the shechita. We're not talking about ways like by Shabbos. We're talking about maybe that others watched him, and except he has a din like an Oved Avodah Zarah, so his shechita is inherently possible, even if you happen to know he shechted properly. But here we're talking about the din in the Shulchan Aruch is, do you believe him that he was careful with his shechita and that he shechted properly? So that's why probably there is a suffix. But as you say, we'll see in the Shmaitza soon. I just wanted to point out that we're dealing with a suffix about the past. And really it's a question. By mikveh, it's a no-brainer that, you know, it had to become chaser. So your question is, when did it become chaser? The question is here, like, who said there was a when? It happened now. Like, okay. So now he brings on a Gemara. Now the Gemara in Kiddushin, as we say in Yiddish, is Mahapech de Tzinoros, even though that's not Yiddish, but it's like a Yiddish expression, sort of. It turns everything upside down. Gabi Plukta de Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Akiva b'mikvah shenimdat v'nimtzuch choser. We have all of a sudden in Kiddushin of Samach Vav, we learn that there's a Shitas Rabbi Tarfon that holds that everything's tohor and everything's fine. And everything's cool. That's Reb Tarfon. We paskin not like him. Don't think that's going to be an easy solution to the question that the Shulchan Aruch holds like Reb Tarfon. That's not going to be the case, because we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But in learning the Gemara, the Shmaitz is going to suggest a solution to our problem. Why don't you say Tarta L'Reyosa in the case of Shulchan Aruch finding the guy, finding out the guy's a mumer? Okay. Kavi Plukta Rabbi Tavim Rabbi Akiva B'mikvah Shenimdat V'nimtzo Chaser. That's the standard case in Nidat of Beis and Beis. It's not a trick here. Mikvah Shenimdat V'nimtzo Chaser is actually a machlekes. The Rabbi Tavim, okay. So now we got to get to the Gemara. Yeah.
The Gemara.
When you learn Nidat of Beis and Beis, there's at first an assumption that everything L'mafreya is Tomei. And then later on in the sugya of Beis Amud Beis, you go over to Gimel Amud Aleph and Nida, you learn about a Rav Shimon Shita that it's a Safek, not Vaday Tomei. Here in Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, we learn about a Rav Tarfon Shita that it's Tohar. Kol Tairish Anasu Al Gaba Hoy Rabbi Tarfon Metaher. Rabbi Akiva Metame. Presumably Bavadai, like the assumptive shita in Nidat of Beis Amud Beis, and it's Vaday Tomei. Omer Reb Tarfon, Reb Tarfon says to Rabbi Akiva, Mikvah Zebach, I'm reading now from the Gemara Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis in Kiddushin. Mikvah Zebach Cheska Sholeim Hu Oimed Yisofek At the Balachasro. This is the wording of Chazak all over Shas. This is classic Chazaka wording. Mikvah Zebach Cheska Sholeim Omedes. We know at one point in time it was 40 saw. That's, I hope, understood. Otherwise, it wouldn't be what to talk about. The whole thing is based on that we do know that at one point in time it was measured and found to be mole. So now we suffik at the bola chasro. You want to say, well, maybe it's chaser at 2 o'clock. We know at 12 o'clock it was mole. I'm just picking numbers. We know yesterday it was mole. We know today it's chaser. The question is, what was it last night at 11:30 at night? Al techasrenu misafik chazar. And we spoke out yesterday b'shem Rav Shimon Shkop that we do know that there's a clash between the chazaka. We do know that there's a cheskas tumah of whatever it is we're misupik about, whether it's a person that went to the mikvah or kalim that were nitfal in the mikvah. But really, without tarti l'reyusa, it's clear in the Gemara and Nida itself, even without Rav Tarfon. Just it's clear that without the tarti l'reyusa, the cheskas sholem of the mikvah, or maybe we had in Shmaitzim Aleph or Beis, that is not so poshut. Everything's complicated. You get into, once you get past Afyomi level, everything's complicated. It's not so poshut what the chazak of the mikveh is. Is it a cheskas haguf? Because we're talking about the shleimus of a mikveh, not like no mum. It's unflawed. FLAWED. It's unflawed. It's a cheskas haguf, which is a very, very strong type of chazaka. Or is it a cheskas din? That it's kosher mikvah, they're dealing with kosher posel, which is your average run-of-the-mill chazaka, cheskas kashrus, or maybe it's a cheskas haguf, that's shailan dachreinim, it's not so clear. Al kaponim, but that chazaka would win, we explained last night, b'shem Rav Shimon Shkop, because that's the more makori safek, what's the mikvah. Although our good friend here, Yeshua, pointed out that the more practical question that we care about, that we need to know, the relevanti question is the guy Tomei or Tohor? Is the are the Kalim Tomeim or Tohirim? That's in the Lamaisa, it's true, that's the more relevanti Safek. But you see that what would win out in a head-to-head clash, if it wouldn't be for Tarti L'Reyosa, or what Reptar from Lamaisa holds, is that the more Makori Safek, the more Makori Chazaka, in other words, the more Makori question would be the question we want answered. Not the more, you see, I always say I'm against pragmatism. So we don't deal with the more pragmatic question as a Tomei or Tor, we deal with the more fundamental question, what was the mikvah, which is an important yisod, right? You don't go with the, okay.
It's like Rabbi Kiva's answers a little bit.
The Rishonim say that all Rabbi Kiva means is Tarti L'Reyosa. But we'll see. But that's all Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva Metame, like...
According to Rabbi Tarfon, when does it start? When you saw it? When does it...
Precisely and exactly.
A minute ago he said it's good?
Precisely and exactly.
But it had a leak out.
Okay, so if you know it took... If you know it had a leak out, like you know Mamish, Sanachanami, I assume that's called you saw it. You know, if you saw it at 2 o'clock and it had 39 saw, and you say it takes 5 minutes to lose a saw at least, so you know you go to back to 5 to 2. That's the reality of the matzah. You know, you don't have to blind yourself to the reality. It took 5 minutes to leak out a saw.
That would be the new Hamas.
Okay, but that's called you saw it at 5 to 2.
Right.
Yeah. That's not called you saw it. Although you physically saw it at 2 o'clock, you conceptually saw it at 5 to 2. Okay. Rabbi Kiva is Matami. Omer Abtarfin, you have the Chazaka of the Mikvah. Omer Rabbi Kiva, hey, you have the Chazaka of the Tomei. Tomei is Adam Zeb, Cheskos Tomei Omid. So for this Gemara, it sounds like that's the clash between me and Rabbi Shua. The clash is, do you follow the chazaka of the mikvah, which is the more makori safek, or do you follow the chazaka of the guy, which is the more pragmatic safek? And some Rishonim do explain it that way in Kiddushin. However, other Rishonim point out that we have to take into account neither the beis and beis. And from there, it's clear that it's only with the help of Tarti L'Reyosa. The Rabbi Akiva Shita is the Tarti L'Reyosa Shita, not this way of explaining the Shaila. Okay, The Shmaitz, of course, is going with Tartel Reyoso, because he needs this Gemara, as we're going to learn, as the Gemara develops the sugya here in Kiddushin, he needs the Gemara to answer his question, why don't you go with Tartel Reyoso in the case of the Shulchan Aruch. Omer Reb Tarfon, he's going to bring a raya, and Reb Tarfon's raya is
really
weird, weird, weird. So weird that all the Rishonim say it's weird, not me. Omer Reb Tarfon, he gives a marshal, a kayan oimen umakrav al gabi amizbeach. I think people are familiar with this din. If not, you're going to hear it now. The kayan is on doing avoida, and he finds out he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, means he finds out he's posel. So the din is that the avoda he did before he found out is kosher. Now, if you know that din from Shas, so you know that you learn out from a pasuk that it's good b'di'eved. The b'di'eved, the avoid of a cholol is pasul. The avoid of a balmum, if he finds out he's a balmum, b'di'eved is pasul. But the avoid of a cholol, you learn out from a pasuk. That's how you learn it if you know Shas. But here the Gemara is making a point, and it's very unclear what the point is. So we would compare it, if here we say the Avodah L'Mafreya is kosher, so the mikvah also is kosher L'Mafreya. Stop. So now all the Rishonim ask, and we're going to, like, learn the Ritva inside. It's an absurd comparison. That's what the Rishonim like talk in such terms. Here, by the mikvah, you don't know.
Tosfos asks.
All the Rishonim ask. We're going to learn the Ritva. Yeah. Here, you're talking about you don't know. The mikvah is chaser, and you don't know when it became chaser. So we're talking about chazaka, yechazaka, not chazaka, cheskos tumah, cheskos kashrus. So Reb Tarfon holds, you follow the chazaka of the mikvah, and you say the thing's tahar because you assume the mikvah was shaleh. But how can you compare it and say that you derive your din from this just quoted din? Here, we know the guy was a cholo. I mean, we found out he's a cholo. We know if he was a cholol today, he was a cholol yesterday, and the day before. He didn't change. He didn't become a cholol in the middle of his existence, right? He was always a cholol, and yet we say it's kosher, for whatever reason. But the Eved, you learn out from a pasuk, it's kosher. So what in the world could Reb Tarfon see in that din to derive from that din? All the Rishonim asked that.
So
we're going to see.
What's in Masha, by the way?
Yeah, okay, so we're going to learn. Okay, so now we're going to learn the Ritva. We're going to learn the Ritva.
Shmaisa is going to bring Tosa to Shmaisa,
yeah.
No, just in terms of the Shmaisa.
What?
Shmaisa is going to bring the Tosa, Shita's Tosa.
The question is, yeah. The question is, what's the Tushta? So the Ritva brings down a few terutzim. Yes, there you know for sure he was no good yesterday. So if it's kosher, it's a zeres hakosher. You learn out from the pasuk. Here it's a sofek. If you would know for sure the mikvah was chaser yesterday, then for sure everything's tameh. Like what's the tushta? So he first answers that there's really there's two layers of machlekes. Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. One is Lagabi the Tyrus, whether you follow the Cheskos Kashrus of the Mikvah or the Cheskos Tumah of the person. And there's also a Machlaikas about a Kohen that was Tomei, dipped in this Mikvah, and did Avoida. How is this case?
That's Tosfos exactly.
Yeah. So Reb Tarfon is machsherit. He compares and says it's like the koyish anoydishu ben grusha. Hachanami avilu noda bevadai. There's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Hold on to your hats. This is a shita that even if you know for sure that the mikvah was chaser yesterday, it's still the avodoso kshera, because the koyin tome, he compares, if you find out, it's like the cholol. His psul is not like the, it's like the cholol, not like a balmum, but like a cholol. So with the yevet, it's good. If you found out today, we're machshir his avoda of yesterday. And Rabbi Kiva compares the tome to a balmum, and now it becomes a whole different shaila, right? It's not a shaila anymore in Hilchos Sfeikus. Now it's a new question whether the tome, koyin tome, that. Koyin Tomei, that you know when he went to the mikvah was chaser, you know he was Tomei yesterday. There's actually a shita that is that it's not such a pelodic shita. Just like if you know he's a cholol, but b'di'evad what he did yesterday before you found out it's kosher, you learn out from a pasuk. And a balmum, you know, is no good. So you compare the Tomei. Reb Tavron compares the Tomei to the cholol, and Reb Akiva compares the Tomei to the balmum. It's probably a question of how intrinsic is the puzzle. When you talk superficially, right, so you say, oh, he's puzzle to do avoda. But in Lomdus, right, if you say someone's potter from doing mitzvahs, so you say he's potter from doing mitzvahs. So if you're on a superficial level, so you say, a cheresh is potter from doing mitzvahs, and a katan is potter from doing mitzvahs, and a goy is potter from doing mitzvahs, and a woman is potter from doing mitzvahs, and zman groma, and chreis oisik mitzvah potter min mitzvah, right? So in all those, you could say a phrase is potter from the mitzvah. So superficially, you say, okay, it's all the same. But everybody, I hope, would understand, whoever's up at least, would understand that it's very, very different. A cotton being potter from a mitzvah is not like a goy being potter from a mitzvah, and a goy being potter from a mitzvah is not like a woman being potter from zman groma. A woman is not a goy in a mitzvah of zman groma, and a cotton potter from a mitzvah is certainly right, and an oisik from a mitzvah potter from a mitzvah is not potter in the same way. So you have different gradations of ptur, more intrinsic, more inherent, more be'etzem, layers. So here also, you say a tame, a cholo is possible. It's obviously not as, that's obvious. I mean, even though it's exeris hakosov, it's obvious, the point is it's not as heavy, it's not as severe, it's not as intrinsic as a balmum. A balmum, you know, he's mamish possible. A cholo.
But the mum could have happened.
It's a little counterintuitive.
Yeah, because the mum could have happened.
If you would ask me what's more intrinsic, I would say a cholo.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
a bird.
What's the difference what I say? But, you know, just I would say a balmum is like a perfectly fine cut. You know, you broke his hand.
What more? Are we talking about genetic mum?
Be a sport.
Rob, a genetic mum?
A cholo is like he's not really a cut. His pedigree is flawed. To me, it's a little counterintuitive, but okay. Like I said, what do I know? I can't make the rules.
So what kind of mum are we talking about?
What?
A mum from birth or Noah? A mum that came
cholo
late?
Can only be Noah.
No, I'm talking about the balmum.
I don't think it matters.
I thought we were talking Dafka about a mum that was not from birth.
You don't know. Someone comes to you and says, my daughter just had her second child, and it's a girl. So that's why there's no pigeon up there. So you say, what's the, why is there no pigeon up there? Say, well, what did you say? Second child is probably a more intrinsic reason than being a girl? Probably. That's what we'd say. Intuitively, we'd say that being a second child is more than being a girl. Clara. Okay. Anyway, so that's the first Terrence. So it's a whole different issue, and it really has nothing to do with Sfeikus stuff. It removes the question, as the Shmaitz is going to say in a few lines, this removes the whole question from the issue of Tarti L'Reyosa and Chazaka. It just comes up, it transforms the sugya into a whole other sugya. That's one Terrence. Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal Tiris Ritva says, that the issue, that the whole din, this famous din, that if you find out someone's a cholo, is avodas kashal mafreya, is a mistake. It's, you found out he's a suffolk cholo, and you machshir his avodas mafreya because you put him on a cheskes kashrus, and you function chazaka. So at least for mafreya, you're going to put him on a cheskes kashrus. Maybe you wouldn't let him do the avodas mikarol. Avodah Ramban says. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe it means you've got to be Beyach. Certainly with Chazaka, you can continue to live with a woman. Let's say if you're Paschim, Mecheskos, Meduya, but she's not an Asian sinner, you can continue to live with her. But at least the Koyan, he says, Ein Machshir and Sveikos Mechatkila. Havel Mafreya, Midenoel Cheskoso. So he says, it's a very long disappoint. Now, somebody was mechuyev to bring a carbon, and this kayan brought the carbon for him. The fellow had a cheskes chiyuv to bring a carbon. So the chor, if there was a suffix, was no love, you could say the fellow had a cheskes chiyuv, and you can't pardon him from the cheskes chiyuv. So you're really balancing opposing chazakas, just like here, says the Ramban, very long disheterence. You're balancing the chazaka of the mikvah against the cheskes tumah, and you're fighting it out. Which one is more? Which one do you follow? So here also, you're balancing out the chazaka of the kayin. We're talking about a suffolk cholo. No thing's a mistake. The whole issue is by a suffolk cholo, and you're using cheskes kashrus. And you're balancing the chazaka saying that the kayan was kosher against the cheskes chiyuv the guy has to bring a korban. And just like, so Rav Tarfon's point is, just like there, you follow the kohen, that's considered the more makori safek. Maybe the pragmatic safek, the kohen you're not going to let do the avoid anymore. These are now my words, so Rav Tarfon doesn't speak this out, but it happens to fit it beautifully, right? Here you have a clash again between the pragmatic Hazaka, the thing that's oimed al ashulchan in front of you, and the more makori safek, which was the kohen okay or not okay? So Rav Tarfon saying you follow the chazaka of the kohen, you say it was okay. So here also you should follow the chazaka of the mikvah. So it's mamish a beautiful tzustel. Rabbi Akiva compares it to a balmum. That you follow, the pshat is very interesting. The Ramban is like a doichik a shtekel, that you don't go bust the kohen, you go bust the cheskes chiyuv of the guy in korban. What they're doing about more? No, that's what he says. Okay, that's the Ramban's answer.
Why does the Sabakola have a cheskes kashrus? It's suffered from birth.
That's a very good question. I'm not sure I know the answer. The answer seems to... Okay, I have to talk to Rabbi Bishman. It's very important. Yeah, please. I just have to tell him something. Thank you. It must be... I don't know. It must be he's becheskas being a kosher kayin. It's not a chazaka d'mei kara, but it's becheskas... He was becheskas a kosher kayin. We assumed him to be a kosher kayin. Not that we knew he was, but... Like the Cheskes Avosah that we had in Ksubis and Eilu Nairis, he was assumed to be okay. We didn't know of any suffering. It's not a Chazaka Demei Kara in the sense that at one point in time we knew for sure his situation, and the question is when did it change? It's a different type of Chazaka. I'm answering your question, I don't have another answer. He's asking why, what kind of chazaka is there if he was born a cholo. So I'm saying it's a different type of chazaka here. It's like cheskes avosa. He was becheskes a kosher kayin. Like we said, like cheskes avosa. Remember in Elonairus, we had also, like, it's a question of from birth what's the person. And still we apply the concept of chazaka that the person, there was an assumption of a certain status, and you don't know if the status is correct or not, so you assume that status is true.
It's also harder to remove it, like the Gemara is going to say. It takes two Adas as opposed to one.
Well, we'll see. Meanwhile, we're still learning different Terusim. The Ritva, and we have to understand the Ritva's Teres, and we'll have to pick it up from here tomorrow night. The Ritva says, V'anochen levorish tvorom k'mashmon v'chipshuta. And I got a simple Teres. So when someone says, when a Christian says that, you watch out, right? Klomar, you know what, we'll stop here and we'll start from here tomorrow. The Ritva's Teres.